Hi there, I'm Ben Morton, and welcome to another episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. It's the weekly micro edition of my podcast. Each episode is just 6 minutes long and is designed to provide you with tips, tools, and tactics around specific aspects of leadership and management. It addresses some of the most common challenges you will face as a leader or manager. They are all recorded unscripted whilst I'm out walking in the countryside, so you'll probably hear birds tweeting in the background or just ambient noise as the people around me are going about their day-to-day life. That's all I'm going to say by way of an introduction, so let's dive straight in to this week's episode. Research conducted by the analytics and consulting firm Gallup found that just 26% of people said they strongly agree with the following statement. The feedback I receive from my immediate manager improves my performance at work. Now, that statistic is pretty shocking, I think. At best, it suggests that the feedback people are receiving or the feedback conversations that are happening are a waste of time. And at worst, it's damaging the motivation of the people that we lead and manage, and it's undermining our credibility as a leader or manager. And the reason why is because 30 plus years of research conducted by Jim Kouzes and Barry Posner, as published in their amazing book, The Leadership Challenge, has consistently found that competence is amongst the top four things that people look for and want from an admired leader. So in today's episode of the Leader's Kit Bag, I'm going to help you to play your part in changing those statistics. I'm going to give you two simple ingredients to dramatically improve the quality of the feedback that you're providing those that you lead. So, how do we improve the quality of these feedback conversations? Well, it's quite simple. We need to be both cheerleader and coach in those conversations. Here's what I mean. My daughter is a competitive swimmer, and I personally am a very poor swimmer. So I can be her cheerleader. I can provide lots of encouragement, like, keep going, keep doing what you're doing, keep training hard and you'll get there, keep competing and you'll start winning. But that alone isn't going to improve her performance. That alone could actually have a detrimental impact on her performance, because I might be encouraging her to continue using poor technique. So yes, she needs me as the cheerleader, she needs the encouragement, but she also needs her coach, because what her coach can do is provide the direction. He can say to her, you need to get your hands flatter as you push forward on your breaststroke, or you need to point your toes and kick faster during your freestyle. So effective feedback needs us as the leader and manager to be part cheerleader, part coach. Or to put it another way, effective feedback needs both encouragement and direction. Because as my daughter's swimming highlights, just giving encouragement can do one of two things. We can be encouraging people to continue repeating behaviors, activities, actions that aren't effective. Or when we just keep saying to people, yeah, great job, you're doing really well, people will start to become frustrated and they'll ask themselves, well, am I doing a good job? Like, you're telling me good job, but I'm not seeing my own performance and results improve. So then they might start doing and trying random stuff. And this is why only 26% of people say they strongly agree with the statement, the feedback I receive from my immediate manager improves my performance. It's because so often people are just getting encouragement from us and not the direction. So as a result of today's video, I encourage you as a leader and manager to be both the cheerleader and the coach. Focus on giving your people encouragement and direction. And when you do that, we can start to shift those percentages. So many more people feel that the feedback they receive in the workplace does improve their performance. Hope it's been useful. Look after yourself. Look after those you've got the privilege and responsibility to lead. And until next time, lead on.